Imagine if God's generosity was as fickle as our mood swings. You will not believe the chaos that could ensue. When we think about our own generosity, it's scary to imagine if God were just as fickle as we are. What if God showed up one day and said, "Oh, you need something from me? Man, I don't feel like that doing that today. Maybe tomorrow. As a matter of fact, get with me next year. No, come to think about it, 5 years from now when I have my stuff together." See, thankfully, God's character never changes. He's a good father who gives good gifts to his children.
I've seen the whole world go through a whole lot of change. I've seen a mama watch a baby die just for getting high. And 20 minutes later, go get high. I've seen killers get justified and all the why. Scratching my head, wonder how's it right. I've seen some real good people die in the crossfire.
Hey, Renegades family, it's Preacher Joe here, and today we're going to be tackling a topic that's going to hit home for many of you: God's unwavering generosity and how we can mirror that in our own lives. But listen up, stick around, because by the end of this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you the crucial insight that could change just how you view generosity forever. All right, brothers, let's dive in. If God were only as generous as we are with him, it would indeed be a frightening reality. Imagine if God responded to our needs with the same hesitance or conditions that we often place on our generosity. See, we might find ourselves in a desperate or hopeless situation, but instead, we serve a God who delights in giving. He is described as a good father who gives good gifts to his children, Matthew 7:11, right? His nature is to provide for us, not begrudgingly, but out of the abundance of his love and mercy. See, for men of faith and fortitude, this message is especially relevant as leaders, fathers, brothers, and friends. Our lives are often marked by the need to give. Give our time, our energy, our resources. We are called to be the pillars of strength and the examples of Christ's love in our families and communities. But to do this effectively, we must first understand and reflect the generous heart of our Heavenly Father. Now, in 2 Corinthians 9:7-8, we are reminded, "For God loves a person who gives cheerfully, and God will generously provide all you need. Then you will always have everything that you need and plenty left over to share with others." See, this passage here, not only does it underscore God's generosity, but it also calls us to reflect the same spirit in our own lives. As men who are often seen as providers and protectors, embracing these principles is vital. It transforms our approach from one of scarcity and self-preservation to one of abundance and trust in God's provision. Now, let's get real, folks. We also need discernment in our generosity. There are plenty of people out there who are willing to try to take advantage of our kindness, using us and bleeding us dry. God does not call us to help everyone indiscriminately. He wants us to help those who are truly in need, those who have exhausted all other options. We are not called to support able-bodied individuals who refuse to help themselves. In 2 Thessalonians 3:10, Paul states, "If a man will not work, he shall not eat." This is a call for discernment and wisdom in how we extend our help. Let's get practical. How can we start living out this principle of discerned generosity in our daily lives? Good question. It begins with a shift in perspective. Instead of seeing what we have as solely for our own benefit, we start viewing our resources, our time, our money, our talents as tools to bless others wisely. When we see a need, we don't ask, "Can I afford to help?" but rather, "How can I help wisely?" Think about the impact this can have in your role as a husband, a father, even a leader. When you give generously and wisely, not just out of the abundance, but even out of your need, you set a powerful example for those around you. You demonstrate that true strength lies not in holding on to what you have, but in trusting God enough to give it away where it truly matters. A personal story comes to mind. A few years back, I met a fellow biker who had hit some rough times. His bike was his lifeline, you know, but it needed repairs that he couldn't afford. I felt that nudge in my spirit, you know, and the one who you can't ignore, and decided to help him out. It wasn't about the money. It was about showing God's love in a tangible way. And you know what? That simple act of generosity opened up opportunities for deeper conversations about faith and life. It wasn't just his bike that got fixed. It was his spirit that was uplifted. God's generosity is meant to flow through us. When we understand this, giving becomes less of a burden and more of a joy. We get to be the hands and feet of Jesus, bringing his love and provision to those around us. And here is the full throttle moment. When we give cheerfully and generously, we mirror the heart of the Heavenly Father. We become living testimonies of his goodness. All right, brothers and sisters, I promise you something powerful if you stuck around to the end. So here it is. Generosity is not just about the act of giving. It's about the transformation that happens within us. When we give, we break the chains of selfishness and fear. We step into a place of trust and abundance, knowing that our God will always provide. We become part of a divine cycle of blessings, receiving and giving. For us men of faith and fortitude, this cycle is crucial. It's what strengthens our communities, our families, and our own spiritual walk. When we give, we aren't just helping others. We are also fortifying our own faith, proving to ourselves and those around us that we truly trust in God's provision. So let's challenge ourselves today. Let's be the men of faith and fortitude God has called us to be. Let's give cheerfully, knowing that our generosity reflects the heart of our Heavenly Father. And remember, God's blessings are not just for us to hold on to. They are for us to share, to spread his love far and wide. Thanks for joining me today on today's ride. If you found this episode inspiring, make sure to like and subscribe and share with someone who needs a little encouragement. Leave a comment below and let me know just how you plan to reflect God's generosity this week. And as always, until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. God bless. And ever since that day, life been crazy, man. If you smash it, folks, smash that like button. Peace out. I want revenge, but that's the devil's way. Or acting not, so I just get down on my knees and pray. I ask him to lead the way, but if it gets no better, just know I tried. Consider this my last letter. To my fans, to my friends, to my family. When I leave this earth, I hope y'all all remember me. R.I.P. Shout out Quinn, rest in peace, Preacher Main. I'ma hold it down, but swear to God, I miss you, man. R.I.P. you all, we miss you, Franco. Freaky T, he took it hard, I feel his pain, though.
Man, you gotta wake up and thank God every day for living, man. You never know when you're gonna go, you understand? RIP to all my homies, man. I love y'all, miss you, man. We're gonna come join you one day, homies.
It's got me hope in my future.
Tell them.
Cause pain in my past.